Is your sales team aware of WIFMs? Hi, I'm Jim Pancero, helping you become a stronger leader of your sales team. And WIFM is a selling term that's been around a long time that's basically an acronym that stands for What's in it for me? It's the idea that if you're a salesperson talking to a customer, you need to be addressing their WIFMs or else you're likely not going to be persuasive or effective in your sales call. The WIFMs of What's in it for me? So you talk about your product. The whole time they're talking about and you're explaining the features and benefits of your products, your customers are sitting there thinking, so what's in it for me? Why would that benefit me? How could that be of help to me? Too many times salespeople in their presentations only tend to talk about how great their products or services are. They go through all the feature benefits of selling, focusing mainly on the features they have and why they're going to be of such help to a customer. But as a customer is listening not for the features, they're listening for the WIFMs. They're listening for what's in it for me. How will this help my business? How will this improve our profitability? How will this lower our risk? How's this going to make my life and work easier? You as a manager can help your salespeople prepare for their sales calls by talking about and listening for WIFMs in the sales presentations. Talking to the salespeople to say, we need to be more WIFM oriented in what we say, of making sure that everything we talk about shows the customer what's in it for them, why it's of benefit to them, and why this is going to be a good financial decision for them to buy from us. What can you do to work with your people to identify and keep practicing the WIFMs? Because when we start talking about what's in it for me, the buyer, you're likely to have your salespeople become a lot more persuasive. Would love to know how you do with this. Would love to know how your people work with this information. Thanks for checking out my podcast. I'm posting two new podcasts each week, all aimed at helping you and your team increase your selling competitive advantage.